second hour of the Mike McFeely Show kicks off on the mighty 790 KFGO from the Fargo Dome right here in the lobby, sitting by, what is this bison's name that's in the lobby? Is it Buffy the Bison? Is that what the name of it is? I thought Sobolik, Rob Sobolik, said something like that. But it's a beautiful bison sculpture in the lobby out front here in anticipation of the Bison Showcase, which starts at 5:30 at the Fargo Dome. Tickets still available. I think they're $25. You can get them from the NDSU ticket office. You can get them online at gobison.com. You can probably get them at the Fargo Dome here if you walk up and try to get them here. So get them in a variety of places, but it's a kind of a big celebration of Bison football and Bison athletics, and usually draws a good crowd. If you buy a ticket, and I know in past years you've gotten a nice glass that I have a couple in my can I say liquor cabinet on the air? I have a couple in my liquor cabinet at home that I often drink mixed cocktails and other beverages out of. So they're very nice tumblers, I think, is the official word we call them. So I'm not sure if they're giving those away again with your $25 ticket, but I assume they are. Part of the Bison Showcase today as well is going to be the premiere for the public of a great DVD documentary called Those Who Stay Will Be Champions. And it was a product of a couple of very talented guys who are sitting here with me now. Their names are Casey Byers and Brandon Sullivan. And Casey works for the NDSU Athletic Department. And I apologize, Brandon. I don't know if you work for the department or not. We didn't get a chance to talk about that off the air. Are you with the NDSU Athletic Department?
I am not. I am, I guess you'd call it, I've been contracted.
You're a contract employee.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay, yes.
Casey, I'm going to start with you since I had Brandon on the air right there. Tell us about the what the documentary is about. Tell us what the DVD is all about.
Well, it really takes a look at the success of what NDSU football has accomplished since their transition to Division I. And I think there's so much there that I think people have quickly forgotten about, because if you look at their 11-year history and what they've done since making that move, things like the Montana win or even the 20-2 in the 2 years in 06 and 07 become in the shadows a little bit after three straight national championships. And I think there's a reason why we were able to win three in a row. And I think it's trying to answer that question and talk about the journey that got to that point.
And Brandon, whose brainchild was this, or how did this whole thing come about? Because you've done highlight videos or highlight DVDs the past couple of seasons for the NDSU championship seasons, but this was a much bigger project. This goes back, as Casey alluded to, all the way back to the start of the Division I days, when some idiots in town were questioning whether this would even be a good move. And I don't even know who those people would be. They show up in the DVD, by the way. Nice picture in the newspaper I had back then. But how did this whole thing come about?
You know, we've worked together for a long time, Casey and I have, and you know, it's, I mean, the way that everything has come about, even over the last few years, has really been quite incredible, and it's really been a blessing and an honor for both Casey and I just to be a part of NDSU. And I'm not from North Dakota, and I'm not even from where I live. So you know, becoming and it didn't take long to become part of this Bison Nation. I mean, it's so. It's electric. I mean, really, if you were going to put it one way, it's the atmosphere, all the fans, the way that the coaches, the administration. I mean, it's just incredible. And so we'd been talking about this, especially this year, because we'd worked on the last two videos, and we had been talking about this season, saying what are we going to do for a third? Because we didn't want to just do a highlight video. Mm-hmm. We wanted to tell a story, because that's kind of what we are, as storytellers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we please people.
Exactly.
So how long is the DVD?
The DVD runs about 50 minutes.
50 minutes, so just short of an hour. You're trying to condense 11 years and the last 15 games from this past season, mm-hmm. plus the other two championships, plus all the other great things that happened to NDSU football. How do you condense that down into 50 minutes and still touch on everything? Because I got a chance to watch it, mm-hmm. and you touch on all the positives, the negatives, everything in 50 minutes.
Well, it doesn't get done unless Brandon and I fight a lot.
Yes.
Which, you know, fighting. We do quite a bit, but we share the same vision. And that's why I'm very particular, and we were, as to who works with us on this project, because Brandon really was the one guy I knew could help tell the story with me. But it really starts with talking to the people that were part of it. you know, sitting down and having conversations with Gene Taylor and Steve Walker and even a guy like Brian Gordon that's been here for a long period of time, and people that are within the program that can tell you what true, and I think the film touches on some things that I think a lot of fans weren't aware of yet, which some of the things like changing maybe the way they recruited and doing some things after joining the Missouri Valley and how that was an obstacle for them. And so you start with the people, and then you take all that information and say, okay, here's the big events that happened, and now how can we tie this current season in there as well? Because you don't want to disregard the magnitude of what just happened in 2013.
How much leeway did you have? Because it's not all positive in the DVD. You guys didn't shy away from the controversy when Craig Bohl took the job at Wyoming right during the middle of the playoff run. You didn't shy away from the 3-8 season that they had when people were questioning whether Craig Bohl would be back again the next season. How much leeway did you have to tell the story?
Well, it starts with the support of people like Gene Taylor and Troy Gergen and Ryan Perrault and, you know, people at the top at North Dakota State. And then, you know, how can you be credible with your fans? You know, these people are educated football people here in North Dakota. They know football. And so if you're not truthful to them and you're not talking about these things, the film loses credibility. And so we got the support of the people from the top down to, you know, I said, look, we got to tell something truthful. And these people opened up about it, and that makes it easier for guys like Brandon and I to go ahead and start hacking away at it.
Brandon, I don't know if you kept track, and you probably didn't because you didn't want to depress yourself, but how many hours, how many man hours went in to producing this 50-minute video or DVD?
I'll tell you what it was. We call them love hours.
I'm sure you do.
It's a project of love and passion, and you know,
and smoothies.
Yeah,
a lot of smoothies.
We did. We made a lot of fruit smoothies with my Vitamix, and but you know, Casey's worked so many hours on just preparing it, and we were on the phone for hours, you know, talking back and forth.
Even during the season,
how we wanted to tell the story and the shots he was getting during the season. And you know, I mean, it really is something that we have loved and had a huge passion for and wanting to do. And to see it all come together, and when we're sitting there editing at 4 a.m, just going nuts, and when the computer isn't working right, and we're trying to keep things PG here anyway, but I mean at home it was not PG. I mean, we were saying things to our computer that you can't repeat, but I mean it's been incredible.
How much good stuff did you have to leave out? Because when you sit down with a Gene Taylor and you sit down with a Jeff Kolpak, and by the way, how much did Kolpak pay you guys to get that much FaceTime? And my God, he's in there for like 20 minutes. So I mean, goodness
gracious. I can't disclose that on the air.
Jeez, they're paying him too much at the forum, apparently, because he was in the thing for all day long. But anyway, how much good stuff did you have to leave out when you have guys sitting there telling stories, positive or negative, that could help you with tell your story?
And that's a great question, because there was so much stuff, and there's so many good sound bites. And you know, we going back to what you were saying about some of the negative stuff, I mean, you know, Kolpak isn't always loved and admired around the state, or at least for Bison football fans.
I'd say the opposite is true. Pretty much nobody likes it, but go on.
But I mean, but you know, we talked a lot about that. We wanted it to be as real as possible, and obviously as true to form, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever. Even with Coach Bohl leaving, I mean, you know, that's a sore subject, and there are people that will never get over that or never maybe forgive him for that. But the fact is while he was here, what has transpired over the course of time is just remarkable.
Oh yeah, and nobody can take that away, and people at the time maybe were mad, or some things that happened afterward they got mad at, but you can't erase what Craig Bohl did here in Fargo and what he helped turn NDSU football
exactly
into. So that's without question. But since we're talking about Bohl, Case, I need to ask you, because it did stand out to me that you had a chance to talk to Casey Bradley, for example, Jacksonville Jaguars head coach. You talked to Gene Taylor. It didn't look like there was any new footage of Craig Bohl to sit down with him and get his perspective on the previous 11 years. There was some press conference footage and some other stuff, some file film. Mm-hmm. Did you reach out to Craig for new material, or did you decide to not go down that road?
Didn't go down that road, and not necessarily for any reasons that anyone can look into, but more or less because of the schedules that we both were on at the time. I mean, because of the championship run, he had a job to quickly go do it at the University of Wyoming, mm-hmm. you know, with recruiting and getting the staff in place and getting that culture they're taken care of. And so that makes things a little bit more difficult. And we felt that we would be able to represent his point of view and get important points across with footage that we captured during the season, which, you know, is good as well because it lets him speak from the heart at the time that it happened, you know, especially the press conferences down in Frisco. I mean, he's really speaking and reflecting on things. And so, yeah, you would have, of course, liked to sit down with him, but for no extra reason, it was just a timing issue. And if you had more time, sure, would you like to sit down with him? But I think we made it look as good as possible.
Brandon, when you put something like this together, how much of a balance is it between – you're trying to do something for the fans to please them and have them look at it and go, yay, Bison! And yet you're also trying to tell a story that you want to tell. And how do you work that out? Because, you know, you want fans to react positively. You want them, as my wife did. I told you guys off the air, I got a copy of it from Casey, and we watched it in our basement. And my wife, who's a big Bison fan, got to watch it, and she looked at me and said, that was remarkable. That was perfect. And so you want them to do that, but you also want to be true to yourself, right, as a filmmaker.
Yeah, exactly, and it is really difficult, especially when you have such a passionate fan base as the Bison do. And, you know, as we would go through the video, we wanted it at points, we wanted it to feel inspiring. I mean, we wanted people to get the goosebumps. We wanted people to feel, you know, maybe sad or at times or angry. Or, you know, if you can take people through a gamut of emotions during a video of any kind, then you're doing your job. And that's what we're trying to do is we want to take people through a bunch of different emotions because you can feel it when you watch the video. You can feel what has happened and what is going on here at North Dakota State, and it's incredible.
One thing that stood out to me, Casey, and I knew this because I kind of went back when Coach Bowl announced that he was going to Wyoming and went back through the time that he's been here. Mm-hmm. And as I was typing that stuff into my blog, I kept going, wow, they've done a lot of big things. Gosh, they've won a lot of big games. Mm-hmm. Man, they've done some cool things the last 11, 12 years that you sometimes lose sight of because you're so focused on the next game or the most previous game. But I got that sense, too, as you go through the DVD and watch it, you keep going, wow, I forgot about that game. What? Boy, I remember that game. Oh, that was really cool. And it brought me through that where I got done with it and went, it's been an exhausting 11, 12 yeah. years just as an outsider who's only watched the games. It's really kind of a cool feeling.
It is, and even if you look at a game like the Montana game,
yeah.
you know, and I'm from Montana, and I grew up around that program.
Sorry.
And but the colors have quickly changed to green and gold here. But you look at that, and you understand the culture that they had, and that at the time, NDSU was still a Division II program mm-hmm. that had just announced the move. They were still at a Division II scholarship level, I believe, when they played the Grizz.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And that win, to me, is right there at the top because you have to understand how difficult it is to win at that stadium and how much of a power Montana was. I think they were coming off a national championship the year before, mm-hmm. not too long ago, and so that itself was an amazing win. And so to revisit that and the Minnesota Gopher game and the images of Tyler Roll and down there and the 30,000 people down there, and mm-hmm. you can start to see the momentum build. It explains why there was 20,000 people in Frisco. Mm-hmm. And you can see moments of that throughout the 11 years. And so it's educating people that this was a machine that was being built that had to be refined a couple times there for a couple years, but the engine was moving forward.
Guys, great job. Brandon Sullivan, Casey Byers, the premiere is tonight at the Bison Showcase, but I'm sure that fans are going to want to buy it for themselves, for mm-hmm. gifts, for Christmas, for birthdays, for a keepsake. How can people, after tonight, after it's shown, how can they buy a copy of the DVD?
Well, the best part about it is you can actually get it tonight, right away.
Well, then you should show up tonight then,
yeah,
folks.
You can get it tonight, and then it'll be in Shields in the bookstore. And, I think this will hit home for a lot of Bison fans that have been through the process. I think it'll evoke a lot of moments for them.
$25, is that what it is?
Yeah, and I would say if you come tonight, you can meet Casey Byers because he'll be here. He'd love to shake everyone's
autographs?
Hand.
You want autographs? Yeah. You giving autographs?
No, it's not readable.
Is Kolpak going to be here? Because if he's here, I'm not here. If Kolpak is here handing out 20s to everybody to watch his DVD, I'm not going to be here, okay?
Well, we appreciate it, Mike, and yeah, thanks again for having us on. Yeah, we appreciate
you
it.
Bet. Thank Casey you. Byers, Brandon Sullivan, the directors, the producers, the brain children behind Those Who Stay Will Be Champions, the NDSU football DVD documentary. You can watch it tonight at the Bison Showcase. I'm